This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 3, 15, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi there, folks, and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I am an astrologer and a card reader. What I do on this program is take your calls and make predictions for you based on my background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards, and here's how you get involved. You pick up your telephone and you give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. When you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. Tell him your first name. You can make one up. And then your birthday. You have to tell him the truth on that one. When you come through to me, I need you to ask one specific question. It can be anything about what's going on at home or on the job. You might want to know how to approach the boss with regard to some problem at work. You might want to know something about your relationship with one of your children. You might want to know whether you're going to meet someone special in the near future. Whatever your question, I would be happy to entertain it. It needs to be specific only because you and I together on the radio don't have a whole lot of time. When people come to my office, we've got an hour to spend together. We cover everything. But on the radio, I need to get right to the point with you. Now, this is the very best time to call because right now all the lines are available. So here are the numbers again. It's 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776. Or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. I was looking at the charts for today and also into the beginning of next week. Tonight, of course, the sun is still in the sign of Pisces, and the moon is in the sign of Cancer, excuse me. When the sun and the moon are both in the same kind of element, which is water, it represents a kind of harmony in the day. So if you've got plans for tonight or over the weekend, I must tell you, it looks like it's going to be lovely. Another nice thing for me, anyway, about the fact that the moon is in Cancer is that the water signs tend to be the most psychic of the signs. We do pick up on things. And so when the moon is in Cancer, I have a feeling that you and I connect with each other more easily than at other times. And that's true when the moon is in Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. So that's all there is to it. Our lines are now all full, and Ken is getting all the information to pass you through to me. And so from this point on, when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. For the moment, again, the lines are full at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. When I'm in my office, as I was saying to you, I do a reading that covers just about everything. What I mean by that is I focus in on health, what's going on in the home environment. I take a look at school or work, and I take a look at major relationships, which represents husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends, and our children, our parents, people who are really central in our lives. So we can cover any topic on any of those points. We're going to go right to the phones now, and we're going to start with Debbie in Westboro, Mass. Debbie, welcome to the program. Hey, Debbie.
I had a question. I started a business, or I bought a business, an existing business, with my husband last May, and I was just wondering what you could tell me about the future of that.
All right, let me take a look at that. And, Debbie, I see that you were born under the sign of Cancer, and you said your husband is your partner in this. When's his birthday, just the month and day?
January 20th.
Okay, so he's right at the very tail end of Capricorn. No, in fact, he's probably the first day of Aquarius. All right, so you would be the Queen of Spades in my system, and he would be the King of Diamonds. And let me just get these cards down, and then I want to take a look back at what was going on last May when you started the business. Okay. I have the card that represents your husband. And what I see in his 10th house, the 10th house represents the business, is all four suits. That means that something is not clear. you have a slightly different picture. According to your cards, while there are some things that are not going well, you still have a great deal of optimism about where this business may be headed. So I'm looking back at last May of 2007. Do you remember a little more clearly than that when exactly the business began?
May 15th.
On May 15th, which was a Tuesday, that's when you opened the doors?
Yes.
The sun was in the sign of Taurus, and so was the moon, but it was at a point that we call the dark of the moon, which is not the most optimum day for beginning, in my estimation. Jupiter was also in an action called retrograde, and Jupiter has a lot to do with how much money comes in. Retrograde means it holds back. So it hasn't been an easy first year, Debbie, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. I am concerned about where the business is going to go from this point on. The cards are certainly not as encouraging as I wish that they were. And so I think you've got to make some hard decisions, both you and your husband, about where you're going with this business.
Okay.
One of the things that I'm really seeing here is I'm questioning the location of the business. Is that something that you're content with?
Yes, it would stay there. I don't see us moving it.
And the condition, you think that the location from the beginning has been a good idea?
Well, it was an existing business that we bought from someone, so that area is established.
Oh, I see. So you changed something then. Since you bought an existing business, I would like to assume that you bought a business that had something going for it.
Right. It was on paper, it looked like it was doing very well. And
I would like to suggest that you go back and look and think about what was going on in that business when you first got involved with it and ask yourself hard questions in terms of what you changed or what you didn't do. And before you throw in the towel altogether, that you take a look around and see if there's anything that can be done to salvage it. Because I do have this date when you began as the owner, and I don't like that very much, but the business had something going before that. I would also like to suggest that you give this a specific amount of time, and if you haven't made it happen by the end of the first week in May, I'm afraid you probably won't. I wish it were different. Debbie, thank you for the call. Our numbers here at WPRO are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mary in Providence. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I see you're a Gemini, Mary, and what's your question for me?
My husband and I have decided we are going to relocate this
mm-hmm.
summer.
Okay.
And I'm going to start a job search in the very near future. I was just wondering what you might see
mm-hmm.
about
okay.
that.
Okay, sure. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And the very near future is the best time to start your job search during the rest of March and April. Well, okay, wait a minute. Gets a little tricky. We've got a Mercury retrograde coming in again. Those things are so pesty. But they do crop up about every 4 months. And job searches under them are not the best plan. If it's inescapable, you do it. But if you can work around it, you try. So through the rest of March and all of April, you're clear. The Mercury retrograde begins on the 9th of May and then goes for, wait a minute, I'm looking on the wrong line. It begins, I'm sorry, on the 26th of May and goes for 3 weeks. But it pretty much gives you the rest of March, all of April, and most of May.
Perfect.
So during that stretch of time, the Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. Your cards are okay. But as far as finding something that you're really, really going to love,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that you're going to do this in two stages. So if you're going to be looking for something to start with, it may not be the thing that you stay with. I've got duplicates everywhere, and duplicates usually represent having to take two paths, okay?
Okay.
So by no means am I saying this is going to be impossible or even terribly difficult, but I do think that you're going to take something that's not all that you hoped for, and then down the line, whether it's 8 or 10 months later, you'll be able to segue into something you like much more.
Okay.
Mary, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you're new to this program, this is it. Nothing scary. This is exactly what goes on here. And two lines have opened up, so now is the time to call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. You're listening to Myrna Lamb on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO and 99.7 FM. Taking your calls and making predictions for you. Our phone number is 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Jennifer on a car phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. I'm calling about my boyfriend. His birthday is 8/26, and
right.
I just want to see about his job. There's some weird stuff going on that I don't feel good about.
Okay, and of course, you've told me he was born under the sign of Virgo, and this is a time for the sign of Virgo when there can be things that are stressful. That does not mean that every Virgo is facing all kinds of problems. It does not mean that at all. But it wouldn't be surprising for them to be for there to be things going on around him that feel somehow shaky. I have the card that represents him, and in his sixth house, which represents his job, the cards are all very good.
Okay.
Now, there are, however, some things going on where he works, and there are some people whose situations are not secure. There could even be someone who he answers to who will not be there beyond the end of April. So there are some significant changes going on there, but I do not see them adversely affecting him. All right, Jen, thank you for
great,
the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mary in Dedham, Mass. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. I'm just wondering if the gentleman that I'm currently seeing is the one for me.
Okay.
Things get tough sometimes. And he's born under the sign of Virgo, too, which is kind of silly, because the same lady was just having problems with the Virgo, too. So.
Well, she's concerned about her husband's job, and you're concerned about your relationship, and you're
yes.
a baby, as far as I'm concerned, Mary.
I'm a Libra, yes.
How long have you been seeing this Virgo?
2.5 years.
Okay, and you're a Libra, so you've been seeing him practically since you got out of high school.
Yeah, I guess a little bit after.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, the King of Clubs is the card that represents him. Is he the same age as you?
He's 26.
He's 26. Okay, I have the card that represents him. And let's see, find the card that represents you. I'm sure you're in here somewhere. Where are you? Okay, gotcha. Are you friends with his sister?
He doesn't have a sister. He's an only child.
Who's the other woman in his life who's very close to him that you're close to?
I guess his friend, Cheryl.
Okay. And is Cheryl married to a friend of his, or is she still single?
She is not married, but pretty close to it.
Okay. All of that shows up somehow, and it's making him nervous.
Really?
I don't quite know why. It may be that he loves you and wants to spend the rest of his life with you, but he's not ready for this to be marriage.
I see.
Now, the card that represents him is the King of Clubs, but I also have the Jack of Clubs as a second picture of him. The card that represents you is the Queen of Diamonds, but I also have the Jack of Diamonds as a second picture of you. I tell you that because the Jacks of Clubs and Diamonds fall side by side, and with the Seven of Clubs, which is commitment. So by no means do I think that this relationship isn't going to make it. But I do think that you need to take the pressure off.
Okay.
You are very, very young in my system. In astrology, you don't even become an adult until you're 29 or 30, and you've got quite a number of years yet before you hit that point. So what I'm suggesting is that you remove from your own brain any pressure about, is he going to ask me to marry him? Are we going to spend the rest of our lives together? When are we going to get married? Do I get an engagement ring for whatever? Take all those thoughts out of your brain because it's way too soon.
Okay.
Just have fun. And you don't have to tell him that you're doing that. Because
okay.
It will change the way you behave toward him. And I believe when you take off any sense of pressure, that you'll find him moving back toward you again. And it's not that I think he's shied away, but sometimes when a guy's just really not quite ready yet, and 26 is not exactly over the hill, when he's not quite ready to say, let's do it, let's be married, and then some of his friends around him start getting married, it almost puts more pressure on him. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, about weddings, too much talk about spending the rest of our life. You are 22 years old. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Go to Bermuda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Chris on a car phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Chris. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
Well, I have had two of the roughest years of my life. All kinds of things, bad things happening, and I'm kind of wondering, am I over the worst of it, or am I still going to be seeing some more things coming my way?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had health problems in the past 2 years?
Nothing major.
Okay. So in other words, you really haven't had health problems.
No, but lost loved ones who have had major health problems.
Chris, the theme in the office this whole past week with almost every single person that I talked to was a definition of happiness. And I really am convinced that happiness depends on a choice of two. One, you focus on the things over which you have control, or two, you focus on the things over which you don't.
Okay.
You have no control over other people's health, and I grant you that it's stressful when people around you have health problems, but the fact is that you're healthy. So that's one category in life that's worked okay, right?
Yes. Okay.
How about work? Are you employed?
Yes.
And has your work been okay for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at how much better I just made your life already. And I don't even have the cards all down yet. But I've already proved to you that your life has not exactly been in the toilet for the last 2 years. It really hasn't when you think about it.
Yeah.
All right. So therefore, since you really didn't call me about your own personal health, and you really didn't call me about life at work, then you're really calling me about what? Can you define it?
Well, I'm presently going through a divorce.
Ah, okay. That counts.
Yeah.
What's your ex-to-be birthday?
May 14th.
Okay, so he's born under the sign of Taurus.
Yeah.
And he falls with a six of spades, which is a card that says neither one of you felt that you could work at making it work any longer.
Yeah.
You reached a point, both of you, where you knew it wasn't going to be.
That's right.
And once you did actually move forward and say, that's it, we are going to get a divorce, didn't you feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I guess so, but...
I'm not understating how painful a divorce is.
Yeah.
But it's much more painful building up to it than actually finishing it.
Yeah.
Once you say, that's it, it really does feel different. And the next stage that feels different is when the papers come through and you're actually divorced. I'm going to surprise you by telling you that you may feel very distressed about it, and you might get very angry at him and very sad because you lose something. Even if it's something you wanted to get out of, you're losing a relationship, and that's not an easy thing to walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the last 2 years being so awful, the real focal point has been that your marriage fell apart.
Yeah.
And that's really what's gotten you distressed. So,
yeah.
So now you're going to have to give yourself some time to breathe because you are a very emotional Cancer. You need some time to breathe through this, and then you need desperately to start to do something that's brand new, something you've absolutely never, ever, ever done before. I don't care what it is. Go skydiving. Do something that you've never done that will get you excited.
Okay.
So, yes, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and no, you don't have to have 2 terrible years ahead of you. You really don't.
Oh, God, I hope not. Okay.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO, Lori in West Warwick. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And you're a Pisces, Lori.
Yes, I am.
And your question for me.
My question is, in the future, I too have just gone through a divorce, and I feel all those things you just said about, and it's very hard to let go and be out of a relationship.
Yes, it is.
And I guess that's, I'm just looking to see if there's anything in the future, because I feel it's been hard for both of us.
Mm-hmm. What is your ex's birthday?
It's June 30th.
Okay. 19th. So he's born under the sign of Cancer.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I don't get confused among the cards about who's who.
Okay.
Now, you said this is very recent that the divorce was final?
Yeah.
Okay. You need time. You can't push yourself, especially the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Your signs, these are the signs that are the emotional ones in the zodiac. And you have to work through the feelings before you can move forward from that. So there's no rushing it. And my expectation is that if Prince Charming on the white steed rode in right now and parked at your door,
right,
you wouldn't recognize it.
No.
You'd say, please, I don't want any.
That's right.
So
exactly.
I look at the cards, and you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the ninth house. The ninth house represents a bunch of things, from therapy to traveling to taking courses post-high school.
Uh-huh.
And they're all things that make sense when you've been through a divorce. It makes sense to see a therapist because you get depressed.
Right, yeah.
It also makes sense to talk about it to your friends until you bore yourself.
Right.
Then you know you're feeling a little bit better. But
yeah.
There's another piece here,
mm-hmm.
and that's guilt.
Yeah.
you feel very guilty.
Yes, I do.
And so you have the Ace and Jack of Spades, which are really nasty cards in the 12th house. You're going to have to stop beating yourself up because it's not going to help you heal. I think that it's very valuable for us to say, okay, I did it. I did it wrong. I messed that up.
Yeah.
I think that's very helpful because it means you won't do it again.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having been wrong. The only thing that's wrong is if we don't admit that we were wrong because then we're stuck doing it again. So you've got some work to do on yourself. I do recommend therapy because you need to get past blaming yourself. You need to get to the point where you can actually say of yourself, I did the best I knew how at the time, period. And you did. And will there be life after the X? Yeah, there will be. There's a King of Diamonds around you even now. You've got a male friend. He may never be more than a friend, but he is a friend, and he's someone who you can enjoy spending time with. Lori, thank you for the call. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're coming up to news and on the other side more of this program, so I do hope you'll join us. But now, on WPRO, Laura Clarizio with the news. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Justin in Providence. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am well, thank you. And I see you're born under the sign of Taurus.
Correct.
And what's your question for me, Justin?
All right, I have a question. My question is, I have just received a thing for this job where I actually received it. The only problem is that I haven't started to get paid for it yet. I filled out all the paperwork, everything else, and they've asked me to come in for this job and kind of feel it out and everything else, but I'm not getting paid yet because it's a government job, and therefore it takes a long time, I guess, for the paperwork to be processed and everything else, and it's for the city of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been waiting right now to start getting paid, and I think, like, I was just wondering if it's going to start in April, like, am I going to get paid by April 1st or, mm-hmm. like, sometime before then, hopefully?
Okay.
Because if not, I felt like, though, maybe New York City is not the place for me.
You know, between you and me, I think they're good for the money. Seriously. And when I look in your cards, in the 10th house, you've got a 2, 6, 7 of hearts and an 8 of clubs. You had a good reason for wanting to go to work in New York City. And, you know, when you're, what, 25 years old almost, being in New York is great. It's really great. Do you like the city?
I do. I have missed, I used to live out west as well, and I kind of guess I have missed my time out there as well, but the city is okay.
How long have you lived there?
I can't say it's great. I can't say that it's bad, you know?
Justin, how long have you lived in New York?
Since November.
Okay. Have you been going to theaters, museums?
Yeah, very much so. I've gone to museums, done pretty much everything.
Okay.
So I've networked very well. I have a lot of different friends, and I've done a lot of different opportunities. I've actually even done some things during Fashion Week and a lot of different things.
The only reason I asked you that question is because your fourth house cards, which represent where you live, really don't look content. Now, I mean, I think New York is a great city. I loved living there, and there is so much to do there. And it's especially a great city when you're young and you're just building your career.
Right.
But I don't see you being happy in New York. So are you going to get paid by around April 1st? The answer is yes, you will. Is the city certainly good for the money? Of course it is. Can this job be really good for you? Yes. Yes to all of those things, and yet I'm not sure that you really want to be there either. So I may think the city's great, but your cards say you're not so sure. And I think that's something for you to consider as you develop this job a little bit more.
So your suggestion is probably just stick with it?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
What I really did was try to point out to you what's wonderful about New York. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been very lucky. I've lived in a bunch of different places. I spent my college senior year in Rome, so I know that city. I lived in New York City for a couple of years when I was on the air nationwide, and I lived up in Albany. I lived in Washington, D.C. There's something quite wonderful about living in lots of different places, and then you really get to know where you fit. I fit in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And you lived out west, and you fit there. So maybe New York isn't going to work for you. But your question was, am I going to get paid? Yes, you're going to get paid. The underlying question is, are you going to become content? And I'm not so sure. So think about it.
Right.
Justin.
Because I think a big thing is, like, it's like getting established and starting yourself out somewhere.
Without question. Without question.
Right. And what the answer for that one is. And your thing is just to take time with it then? And...
Oh, I certainly would. For heaven's sakes, you've only been there since October. You don't even know the place yet. Not only that, but New York in the winter is terrible. It's going to be gorgeous in the spring.
That's what I keep on telling myself as well.
Give yourself the spring, and then we'll see where you are. We can always talk again. Justin, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Doris in Attleboro. Doris, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see that you're a Gemini, and what's your question for me, Doris?
Well, my husband and I went to Florida for 2 weeks in January, and we fell in love with this retirement community that we were visiting.
I understand completely.
We came home. We put our condo on the market.
Right.
We have a very good potential buyer,
mm-hmm.
but we're scared stiff all of a sudden. It was 2 months ago, and we're kind of like getting cold feet. We're not sure if this is the right thing to do.
You're a Gemini. What's your husband's birthday, just the month and day?
December 11th, actually, in the same year.
Okay. So he's a Sagittarian, and Sagittarius is something of a risk taker by nature and can be impulsive. And Gemini is usually willing to go along with almost anything. So, okay, yeah, sure, let's do it. Florida's great. No question about it. I was down there a couple of times last year, and I fell in love with it, too. And one of the nicest things about being down there, if you're 60 or over, is suddenly you're surrounded by people who are 60 and over. They don't look at you as if you're old. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're constantly going out. They're constantly on the move. It feels young. And you fell in love with the community. Now, the only thing that's a problem is family. So yes. Do you have a lot of family up here, Doris?
My husband's mother is still around. We have a son and a daughter who are both married.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own families. And we've kind of heard from them that, you know, well, you're going to miss the kids. You're never going to come and see us. You know, that whole thing.
Right. Well, you know, one of the biggest problems that adult children have is that their older parents have moved to Florida, and then, heaven forbid, you need some help. They're here, you're there, and you're the ones who did it. Anyway, okay, so I have the card that represents you. Your ninth house cards look fabulous. I think that if you actually did go forward with it, you would like it. You would miss what we have here, but you would like that.
Uh-huh.
So then the question is it possible for you to have a modest place there and a very small apartment here? Could you come back for 3 months in the winter? I mean, in the summer, obviously.
I was going to say, wait, I think I went the other way around. that would be the ideal situation.
It might be possible, Doris. And, you know, really? there's another possibility, and that is if one of your children owned a house on which you could build a small in-law apartment.
Oh. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Something to think about. In other words, when you're faced with a dilemma like yours, I think the best of all possible solutions is both.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you would like being down there. I don't believe that the two of you made this decision totally blithely. You fell in love with something that's quite lovely, and I understand that completely. Florida's gorgeous. There's no doubt about it. And if you're in a part of Florida where you can actually get insurance, it's a good thing to be there.
You know? Right.
Of course, the other possibility is to keep what you've got and rent a place down there 3 months out of the year. Which is not terribly expensive.
We're both not quite at Medicare age yet.
No, I know.
So we need to maintain it, as you know. And we need to maintain a job.
I see.
At least get the medical insurance.
I see.
And so that means it's kind of difficult to spend 3 months there in the summer, in the winter, and then the rest of the time here. Do you know what I mean?
Right, I do understand that. So then here's the solution as far as I'm concerned, because both of you seem to have beautiful cards in the ninth house. And the ninth house really does represent the idea of moving to Florida. So you go to Florida and you live there full time until you can retire, and at that point, you get yourself a small place up here and come back and forth. And between now and then, you tell the kids, we promise we won't drop off the face of the earth. We're not going to be in dire need. We're going to be okay. We will actually see the children before they graduate from college. You'll be fine, Doris. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available for you. Connie in East Providence, welcome to the program. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Myrna. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and I see you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
I've had a few tough years. A lot has happened, and things look brighter.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my dreams, and I've been working at this for over a year, is to own a business. And it seems every time I try to do anything, sit down, write a plan, write an ad, anything, I just come up with a blank, and I can't move forward.
Okay.
And I don't know what the problem is. I would love to make this a reality, but I don't know if I'm capable. I mean, I know I am capable. I just don't know what's happening to me. Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Well,
I don't know if you can see anything on my cards there.
Well, there's two possibilities that come to my mind immediately. One is that the timing isn't right. And
okay.
So, in effect, you're being protected from going forward because instinctively you know it's not the right time to go forward. The
right.
other possibility is that you're a perfectionist and you're afraid to try it unless you're absolutely sure, cast in stone, that you're going to get it right and there's no such guarantees.
Both is right.
Okay. Since both of those things are correct, and I do agree that this is not the right time, you need about, I think you need maybe even two more years, Connie, before you're really going to be ready to make this business happen.
Really?
So what that does is it means that you have plenty of time to map this business out exactly. What are you going to do in the business? How will you market it? How will you develop an audience? How long do you think it's going to take? How much money do you need to open the doors? All of those very specific questions. Are there some courses that you might take to help you do a better job at that, whether it has to do with handling the taxes or the sales and marketing, any number of things? I don't know. You know what your business is, and I have no idea.
Right.
But would it help you to do more research on what the competition is out there, where they're located, and how are they doing? How long have they been in business, and where do they market, and so forth? Do you have answers to all of those questions, yes or no?
Not all of them, no.
Okay,
no,
then you do need some more time. Because in times like this, you don't want to open a business unless you're very sure that you can get it right. So let's use procrastination to your own advantage.
Okay.
And do the research. And is the time right now? No, it's not. Call me again in about 6 months and we'll look at it.
Okay.
Connie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk, 630 WPRO. And 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, taking your calls, making predictions for you right up until 7 o'clock. Our phone numbers are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. The lines are full. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Sue in Rehoboth, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Sue.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see that you're a Libra, and what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I've had quite a few rough years, since probably the year 2000.
Lost years?
A lot of rough years.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, emotional turmoil, medical illnesses with children,
mm-hmm.
traumas,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Issues, that, you know, issues with the marriage, financial problems.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I've over the past couple of years, I've kind of kept a positive outlook on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like sometimes, no matter how positive I can be, these negative things keep happening. Now,
okay.
My husband basically checked out of the marriage a few years back emotionally, but did file for divorce about a year and a half ago, and then withdrew his complaint for divorce. And I'm a registered nurse, haven't been
okay,
able
Sue,
to...
Okay, Sue, time's out. Time out, hon.
Okay.
Way too much for me to handle right here on the air.
I'm just wondering if my future,
okay.
but anything good looking for
okay.
it.
You have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the fifth house. The fifth house represents good fortune. So in the big picture, do you have good fortune ahead of you? Yeah, the answer is yes, you do. What concerns me is that you have all four suits with an Eight of Spades on the surface in the third house. You have the Nine of Spades in the ninth house, and you also have some negative cards in the 12th. The third house, the ninth house, and the 12th houses are the three levels of the mind. And Sue, what it represents is that with between the illnesses and problems with kids and problems with the marriage, you are worn down and you're depressed. And so at this point, even though I am confident that your luck has changed and that life is getting better, I don't think you know it yet. And I do believe that you need to work on the depression. I think you need to be talking with a therapist to help you look at all the circumstances. And you need to ask yourself some very hard questions because you're a very kind and a very nice Libra. And Librans get along well with people, and people like you. And that means that they're predisposed to help you. And these are wonderful things. And I could talk for the next 2 hours about how wonderful it is to be a Libra. But there is a problem in your sun sign. And that problem is practicing denial. And so there are a lot of places in which there were problems in your life that you denied that they were there until they got too big to solve. And you need to examine that, recognize it, acknowledge it, not to beat yourself up, but to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I believe that when you do that work, what it does is make you feel more powerful. It makes you feel more confident. It makes you believe that you can help to control whether this coming week and this coming month will be better than the last ones were. So, Sue, am I optimistic about you? Yes. But do I think that you need to face something squarely about life within your family, about your marriage, about yourself? I think you need to do that. And then I believe that 6 months from now, you'll call me and say, wow, I'm a different person. Sue, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. By the way, before I take the next call, I haven't mentioned that should you be interested in a personal consultation, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. The number there is 401-333-7970. That's 333-7970. And people, when you come to my office, I do a full reading. I tape record it. I cover everything with or without questions from you. It is very comprehensive. Also, on Wednesday nights, I'm by that phone taking calls and doing instant readings for you, just like these on the air, for a small amount of money. And the phone number there again is 401-333-7970. Back to the phones here. Let's talk to Don in Johnston. Don, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for taking my call. Strictly, I'm calling because of my, it's a career matter.
Yes.
I lost my job recently. Well, late last year, I lost my job.
Right.
In October. I mean, just like everyone, I know it's bad out there, and I've been searching things.
It is really tough out there to find not just a job, but
right.
what it is that you want.
And I'm in my early 40s. I feel like the last 20 years I've been in a circle of just frustration, slipping into one bad situation after another. I mm-hmm. think I'm making a good move, and it turns out not to be. Yeah, it always seems like I end up in a hostile environment where either I'm working or the environment's really bad or mm-hmm. it looks good up front and something happens. And,
okay.
Usually
you're a lucky guy, so this is very frustrating for you.
Very.
Okay, so right now you're not employed at all.
No, and I feel like I'm at a crossroads. I want to know which direction I need to go. Mm-hmm. I'm at a loss. I feel like I need a change.
Are there any things that you can do out of your home?
Are there any things I can do out of my home?
Yes.
I've thought about that seriously.
Because that's where the Nine of Hearts is in this reading.
Okay.
And there's also a sense of something in the background that could be helpful. Maybe people who you've talked to in the past who are doing something privately, who you could connect with. It's almost as if you've got like two good friends and they're doing something even independent of each other. They're doing something on their own and the three of you could somehow link together because your skills balance each other.
Okay.
So I would like you to talk to your friends. Just sort of start network among them about what they're doing.
Okay.
Because when I look in the sixth house and in the tenth, the two places that pertain to finding a job, all of the cards indicate diamonds full of potential and nothing that really becomes what you hope for. I'm not seeing it. So clearly it means to me you've got to do something different from what you've been doing. The cards talked about even having skills going back to college, taking courses that you haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that being a reality for you immediately.
Right.
So the two things that I think you're going to have to do short-term, Don, is take something, kind of sort of anything, and then also look at your friends, talk to your friends, see what they're doing, and start brainstorming ideas about things that you could do independently. Don, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Natalie in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Natalie. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
My question is not about me. It's about my husband's daughter.
Okay.
And I was hoping you could shed some light on this problem that we're having with her.
What is her birthday?
She's October 28th.
So she's born under the sign of Scorpio. And is she an adult?
No, she's 12 years old.
Okay, thank you. I needed to know whether to use a card that represented a child or not. Is she living with her mother?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a problem with her when she comes to see you?
I don't have a problem with her. She has a problem when we're out. She will not talk to people, and she won't answer their questions. When we take it to my parents, she'll stare straight ahead. She won't look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been in the family for about 4 years.
Okay.
And she just, refuses to answer questions. She won't say hello. She won't say goodbye.
She has the ace and nine of spades with her. This is one angry kid.
Is that what it is?
Oh, she is so angry. Has your husband spoken to his ex-wife about what's going on?
She refuses to speak to him.
Of course. And she has given this child a message about, you know, consorting with the enemy.
Yeah.
So I think that the three of you are going to have to go to family counseling together.
I
can't think of any other way for you to work on this.
I suggested that. I almost thought that she might have some kind of, you know, those petty mal seizures where people just, they zone out periodically.
How is she doing in school? According to my card, she's doing well.
She does well in school.
All right,
I'm wondering if she acts like this with other people.
Well, we don't know that because your husband's ex-wife won't talk.
Right.
So I think you're going to have to go into counseling. And if need be, your ex-husband may have to haul his ex-wife into court in order to bring this topic up. I don't know, but I see spades around her, and all I can tell you is I think she's very angry, and I think that she's been given information that makes her back off because I don't see her being angry specifically at you.
No, she's not angry at me.
And I can see that she's not. You fall in her seventh house, which is like best friends. What's your husband's birthday?
He's an Aries.
He's an Aries. I have that card, and he's got nice cards around him, too. As far as I'm concerned, this is not about you, and it's not about your husband. But and the child seems to be fundamentally healthy. So I just think that she's been given some message, and probably by the ex-wife, that she, you know, you people are very bad people, and your parents especially, and so forth and so on. And that's why I think you've got to get into family counseling, where you'd be in a safe environment, all three of you, to talk objectively and to be asked questions by someone who doesn't have an axe to grind, as it were. Okay, Natalie, thank you for the call. Okay, Sue, you're on hold, and Carrie, you're on hold, and I have two lines available for you, but too little time to take any more calls at this moment. I have a website, should you like to check out a little bit more about who I am and what I do. It's MyrnaLamb.com. That's MYRNA. LAMB.com. You can get a lot more information about who I am and about the book I wrote, which I'll tell you more about on the other side of the news, which is coming out right now here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM with Laura Clarizio.